She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and we're also on the internet. Okay, well, it was weird the other day where a lot of people ran over that guy on the freeway, causing a big traffic jam. Wow. Be aware, folks, when you're driving, be careful, because you don't want to be one of them running over somebody's body. Okay, for air filters, highly recommended, the K&N air filter. It's the best. Gives you better gas mileage. It's also guaranteed for 1,000,000 miles. Guaranteed, okay? That's the last air filter you're going to ever buy. Because when it gets dirty, you just wash it out, put it back in. Use it over and over. It flows more air than any air filter on the market. Okay? And if you plan to call in, I recommend calling early instead of waiting to the last minute. Our number is 808-524-1080. 524-1080. When you sell your car, folks, make sure, never forget, to fill out that white slip of paper on the top of that, they used to call it pink slip, now it's blue. Okay, the ownership paper. Fill out that sheet on the top and make sure you turn it in. Okay? There are people going out and scamming people that don't turn that in. So, be careful. So much bad stuff going on. Okay? And you know, I saw on the news, and you tell me if I'm wrong now, okay? Why does it take the people to demonstrate for better laws on domestic violence? I mean, isn't this what the politicians are supposed to do? Isn't that what you're paying them for? I mean, domestic violence, come on. Why did all those ladies have to go and tell the mayor that you need to be doing something about domestic violence? Did you see that on the news where the lady had stitches on her head? Oh, it's sickening. Anyway, back to Automotive 101. Spark plugs, the best spark plugs to use. And I'm telling you this from testing. We test, okay? We don't just put it on the radio by no testing. Everything is tested. The best spark plugs to use is the Autolite HP series, Harry Peter series. HP stands for high performance. So whatever number your car takes, you get the Autolite HP. Okay? And if you can't find the HP, the next Autolite to use is the XP. Okay? XP stands for extra performance. That plug there, people, was developed and designed after they made plugs for those Japanese race motorcycles that revved up really super high RPMs. And we tested all these plugs, and they're really, really good plugs. Okay? So, put the best. Don't go for second best and all that other stuff. Okay? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. Now, the good saying is this. If you want to eat steaks, you go to a steakhouse. You don't go to a fish market and buy steaks. Okay? It's the same thing with cars, folks. You don't go to a muffler shop to do tune-ups. Muffler shops are specializing in mufflers. Okay? Think. The same with a doctor. You don't go to a dentist and say, hey, I need heart surgery. Can you do a heart surgery on me? I don't think they'd work that way. But anyway, try to use common sense. I know common sense passed away in the 60s, but let's try to bring it back, okay? Common sense. Oh, boy. Guy sees this metal glowing red hot. He wants to know if it's hot, so he touches it. Hello. It's hot. Anyway, here's the trivia for today. And the trivia is being donated by Nita's Auto Repair. Okay? And this is for free oil change. And my son Todd checks your car, bumper to bumper, roof to tire, to make sure your car is safe. Why? This is understood, folks. Because of the way lawyers work today, the last person touching the vehicle, if the vehicle gets into a bad accident and is because the CV shaft broke off or the brakes failed or something like that, the last mechanic touching it, whether it was a Jiffy Lube or anybody, the lawyers are going to pull them in for a lawsuit. So, that's why Todd knows this and he checks it. Bumper to bumper, roof to tire. So don't depend on a safety check. Or a safety check is all BS. Forget it. Get rid of safety check. To do safety check the right way, it takes at least an hour. Now think, folks, think. If you're paying your mechanic $20 an hour, okay, would you have him do the safety check for 1 hour and not make any money? Only the state and the city does that. Only the state and the city lose money all the time. Why? Because they have you, the nice people of Hawaii, to pay for the lost money. They just up the taxes, and you, the people of Hawaii, say, oh, thank you very much, Mayor. Thank you. I needed that. Yes, right. Well, anyway, here's the fun part, the trivia for this week. I know you've been waiting for that. Here's the phone number, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Never mind dialing now because I don't think you're going to get the answer anyway. Okay? Here's the question. What year was the Ala Moana Shopping Center built? What year? And when was the land bought? Either one. When was the land bought or when was it built? answer, Wanda?
No. I have Ukulele Joe on the line.
Oh, Ukulele Joe.
Hey, how's it, guys?
How are you?
Question. You know these trivias that people win, just for your information, for your listeners, how long do you have to redeem the trivia at your shop?
Okay. As far as you can see me waving.
Oh, okay.
No.
My daughter laughed. That's a good answer.
No.
My daughter's going to see you on this.
It's good for 6 months.
And okay?
6 months.
Oh, 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Hi.
Okay. Well, I see everybody's hitting the computer, trying to find out what is the answer. Okay. That's supposed to be an easy one. Okay, so, anyway. What?
I have a question. Say, you know, you keep going over potholes and all these rough roads.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to your car?
You damage your suspension, your struts, your shocks, your steering. And because you have what is called rack and pinion steering and McPherson strut suspension, the McPherson strut and the rack and pinion steering, folks, that was all invented by drag racers, made for smooth tracks. No potholes, because you don't find potholes on racetracks, okay? It's smooth. So it is not built tough. It's very, very delicate. It's made light. It's made out of aluminum. And the struts is also made very delicate. It's not made for potholes or running over curbs or going Rocky Mountain climbing. It's made for smooth racetrack. But the manufacturers looked at it and thought, hey, that's a far cheaper way to build a car. They don't have to make all the little linkages for the system. They don't have to make the control arms, upper, lower, the spindle and all that stuff. The whole strut is your whole suspension. How simple, how cheap. Okay? And for your information, the mayor that you have in Honolulu right now, go think back. He promised you, I will fix all the potholes. You vote for me, I get in, I will fix the potholes. I never forgot that. And I thought to myself, yeah, right. You're going to fix all the potholes. Right. Did he fix the potholes? Oh, I don't think so. Go look at White Camilo. Go look at White Camilo. Go look at a lot of streets. In fact, the worst street I think right now, but that's a highway and it's the state's fault, is Kamehameha Highway. Everybody don't want to drive down Kamehameha Highway. Boy, even if you had a 4x4, you're in trouble. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Joseph from Makakilo.
Hi, Joseph.
Hello. Hi, George. Yeah, listening to your program. I like your great information. And I was listening close to your details regarding potholes and what you call the drive shaft, and
mm-hmm.
I agree with what you're saying. Anyway, I called because I wanted to call in for like trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And my answer, I don't know if you have a winner yet, but I was there at the time, so even though I'm older, I kind of remember it. August 1959.
Is that your final answer?
So, do you need a day also, or just a
no.
month ending?
Oh. Just, is that oh. your final answer?
Yes.
1959?
Yes.
What year?
1959, August.
Wow. We got a dinosaur here.
Is that when it was bought or when it was built?
I was there when they opened them up. That's what I can remember.
It was built in 1959.
Well, they had about 15 cars outside. The parking was so easy.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the right answer. When was it bought?
Thanks, God. It was bought.
The land was bought.
I think 1957, but I'm not really sure. Cause
no.
I'm just guessing.
That man had a vision. He bought
Don
it.
Don Graham, you're talking about?
I forgot the guy's name. Anyway, he bought it, but it was a swamp.
Yeah, I remember that. It's like they had a special on TV a couple of times.
Yeah, 1912 he bought it.
1912?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable, yeah?
Unbelievable.
It's like the guy who built Las Vegas.
Right.
He had a vision.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Look at it today.
I know.
He looked at the desert and he said, my, I can make some money with this desert. And everybody laughed at him.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They said, you're crazy. Well, they don't think he's crazy anymore. Yes, you're right.
Oh.
Give Wanda your information.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Thanks for calling.
Program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Wow.
We have to go to a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito. She's real fine, my
boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my poor night. She's real fine. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob is doing pretty good today, George.
Look
at the window here. It's kind of overcast and one of those boggy days where you just want to stay inside in the AC. You know, get ready for some football. And you know, you talk about Ala Moana. I used to go there and meet a friend who was a lady who liked to watch the sunset from Longies. Guess what? No more sunset.
It's why?
It's a big building in front of the place. You know that whole big building? That condo?
Mm-hmm.
It goes out to the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, you know, how where the sun sets is kind of like at an angle from Ala Moana.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. I mean, like you said, people don't think about it, but you know what? People pay big money to have a house that they can look at the sunset.
Hmm. You know, Bob, there is a height limit in Hawaii, but nobody follows it.
Well, what's the height limit?
No higher than the tallest coconut tree.
Oh, man, I'm sure they abandoned that law a long time ago.
Not on the other islands.
Well, you know, it's funny. How come, you know how I always say they randomly pick the laws they don't want to enforce?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, there's no height limit. We just do whatever we want.
It's called money, Bob.
Oh, yeah, right. But if you're driving down the road and you're using the cell phone, they hit you for $95 if you're unlucky.
Uh-huh.
The amount of people I see on cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think, I mean, I'm not against people riding mopeds, but could somebody come up with a better muffler? I mean, George, I understand kids because we would do the same thing. You want the muffler, you like it loud. But everybody, everyone, oh, my goodness.
You know what the reasoning behind the loud, Bob?
It goes faster?
No. So you know he's there and you don't run him over.
You know, actually, you're right. I used to ride motorcycles, and that's what we used to say, too, about the straight pipes. But that's how people know you're beside them when they're
that's
riding
right.
the car.
That's right.
People don't look. So you know what? After that, I'm not going to complain anymore.
And you know what I don't like about the moped story? You know how it smokes? And that thing, if you're riding right, driving right behind them, it... And
oh, yeah, because there were two cycles.
Mm-hmm.
But it burned oil with the gas.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a way to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
So what's the way to prevent it?
I don't know.
Don't write it.
No, there's a certain kind of oil they're supposed to use.
Yeah.
Oh, Royal Purple Two-Cycle?
Yep.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now that I'm choking up from the vlog, on that note, as always, take care of your car or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. So... Wanda's complaining about the moped smoking. Next time, toot the horn, Wanda. Tell him, get out. Get in the back of me.
No, you just have to switch the AC to that max mode so it only circulates inside your car or something.
Well, anyway. People, you need to think. When politicians promise you, make them accountable. All these promises and false promises. And I talked to a guy from Kauai today, and he's shaking his head. He said, wow, Honolulu has all these high rises. They don't follow the rules. The rules is no higher than a coconut tree. And if that's the rules and that's the law, then follow the law. Not the money. You offer them money, say, oh, okay, you can go ahead. I didn't see that. Yeah, right. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Kimo on the line.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George, I got a question. A couple of them. Volkswagen, just got busted for their, some guy just reprogrammed the computer for better gas mileage. So now you have to turn in your Volkswagen to get worse gas mileage, and nobody's doing it.
What?
So if you're selling your Volkswagen, it's worth a lot more now. You haven't heard of that?
No.
You haven't heard it?
No, I only heard about Volkswagens having a problem with the EPA on the emissions.
Right.
The diesels.
Yeah.
Not the gasoline, the diesels.
Yeah, the diesel only, right. So why would you turn in your car to get it reprogrammed for worse gas mileage?
Well, they don't have to do that. All they can do is go to biodiesel and use biodiesel, it will pass the emissions. Diesel itself is not good.
It's illegal, but, you know, all your third world countries, China, you can't see 20 yards in front of you.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, so So why should we? I mean, it's a benefit to the actual driver.
No, I don't like diesels. Diesels are not good.
Yeah, but, you know, I wish they would do it to regular gasoline.
I don't like gasoline either.
Somebody could reprogram that computer. It's very powerful in these new cars.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of companies that are now flashing your computer and giving you better gas mileage and more power.
Okay, George, can I use synthetic gear oil in manual transmission on the new cars?
On the new cars,
the newer
ones, the technology is using synthetic automatic transmission fluids.
Synthetic? Not automatic, manual.
Yes, the manual transmissions, we use automatic transmission fluids now.
Really?
Yes, it's much smoother.
If I use synthetic, would it improve the gas mileage?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
We've been using synthetic automatic transmission fluid in the differentials.
Oh, yeah, all around except for, I want to buy a manual truck and have it all synthetic.
Yep. The ATF is the way to go.
Okay, so the clutch is a dry clutch, because I did that like 30 years ago with my motorcycle, and it was a wet clutch, and I ruined the clutch.
Mm.
It was too slippery, synthetic.
Mm. The only difference from synthetic and regular oil is the synthetic can withstand a higher heat. The Germans developed it.
There's less friction, right?
I wouldn't say that. It's about the same.
Oh,
it's just that, you see, when the oils get hot,
right.
They lose their lubricity.
Yeah.
So the Germans was the one that developed synthetic, because the Germans was the one that invented the jet engine. And the jet engines couldn't fly because they froze up.
40 years ago, there was only Mobil 1, which I used in my motorcycle by accident. It was a wet clutch, and I ruined it.
40 years ago, there was also AMSOIL.
Mobil 1 was the first, and...
No, there was also AMSOIL.
And 40 years ago, George, I had my 76 Trans Am, I gave it, and I got 28 miles... highway.
Yeah, back then the oils were all good.
Well, I know octane.
Not today, though.
Nothing to do with it, but there was what do you call it? The coil, the stock coil was 75,000 volts aftermarket, which was 150, which I have in my moped right now, and it only works on one bike. I tried it on all my scooters, and it actually does work.
Mm-hmm.
You need 10 miles more to the tank.
What magneto do you have on your moped?
It's a stock magneto.
Go look up.
I went to an MSD coil, 125cc.
Okay, so...
I went from 18 miles to a tank, which is kind of sad for a moped, to 28. And
for mopeds...
And did a coil.
Yeah, for mopeds, lawnmowers, and stuff like that. There is a coil manufacturer that is way better.
No, I got MSD. It's state of the art, and few people even know about this.
Yeah.
I've been working, and as far as your spark plugs, there's a heat range on spark plugs also. And Japanese is a higher number, is the colder the plug. I believe on U.S. plugs.
I don't like Japanese plugs.
Yeah, the lower the number is going to be the colder the plug.
Your best spark plugs on the market is Autolite.
Yeah, but what heat range? You have a heat range on spark plugs.
Oh, we're talking on the average. We match all the same heat ranges, and Autolite plug is your best.
How about the thick of the wire? A 9mm wire?
It's better.
It's better. Okay, so let your listeners know.
Mm-hmm. But they don't make it for all cars.
Oh, okay. I feel sorry for the 4-cylinder and 6-cylinder guys.
Yeah, you gotta custom make them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I did. You get the wires, you cut them. You cut them, you know, back down.
But on the newer cars, there is no spark plug wires.
And the boots, yeah. I had to actually cut them.
But the new cars do not have plug wires.
The new cars don't?
No.
Oh, I haven't looked under...
They got coils stuck on each spark plug.
Oh, yeah. coil packs. Coil packs for
garbage.
The cylinder.
They're garbage.
So
they're not
can
good.
Can you modify that?
Yes, MSD.
Oh.
MSD makes them.
Oh, MSD coil pack. Oh,
it makes the coil packs, yes.
I got eight coil packs.
Yes.
Eight coil packs.
Expensive.
Wow. I don't even want to know, George.
Okay.
I just want my old Trans Am 28 miles to the gallon. As long as I don't hit the secondaries, it was beautiful. The good old days. You know?
That's right. You'll never see the good old days again.
TFI on top of that is 40% better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's getting crazy. Okay, George, thank you.
Okay, mahalo.
Okay, mahalo.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, who first seemed so far away, my own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just to let you know, and a lot of people don't know, the gasoline in severe engine damage will occur. Not only engine, but transmission. Because when the engine starts kicking back, the trans slips. The computer makes the trans slip. And when you slip the trans, you're wearing it out. It's going to cost a lot of money to rebuild it. Okay? Anywhere from $3,500 to $9,000. So be careful. It's up to you. If you don't care, you think your car is running fine, then run it. Okay? I don't. The 92, the best gas to use is the Shell 92 V-Power. Shell 92 V-Power is the one that's closest to what's posted on the pump. The 92 is between 87 and 90, depending on the station. Every station, it varies. Okay, who do we have?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, how's it going, George? I was reading about the law still applies in Kauai that buildings can't be above the tallest tree.
What's that?
You know, the coconut trees, they can't.
Oh, yeah.
Still applies, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I read about that. In Kailua, we can't build over 4 stories now. we get 2 tall buildings, but that's it, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it is. But a wall would probably look better if it was 4 stories, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It would look like a maze, but...
It's terrible right now.
I know. But, you know, I forgot to tell you, you know, when I came to pick up the ethanol from you,
mm-hmm.
You know, like white gold, I had to go Halava Valley. I come in on the H1 freeway, and then where the freeway curves to the lane that goes to Leaky Leaky Cutoff,
mm-hmm.
You get people coming from the airport behind you, and it was pouring rain. I was just following the guy in front of me, and then I heard this horn blaring, and I looked to the right of me, and this car almost hit me broadside.
Wow.
The guy in the UPS truck behind him, though, I don't know who beat the horn, you know, wake him up or something, but I kind of wondered, because my truck is a dark color, you know, people might
mm-hmm.
see it, huh? That's the only thing I worry about, but I don't worry too much, you know.
Wow.
And then one night I was outside sitting in my garage, and it was about 10:30 at night, and I hear this motorcycle came off of Oneawa Highway coming up the street. The guy was just nailing it, man, flying. And he came past me, and, oh, he's packing somebody, man. It was like a ninja-type bike, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Must have good brakes because you gotta stop, you know.
But, yeah.
Man, that guy Tomboy would be a mess over there. And then right when he passed me, I saw a shooting star. So what does that mean? Is that coincidence? Oh man.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. I'll see you later.
Okay. Aloha. Okay.
Okay. We have Bob from Kailua.
Hi, Bob.
Just been meet up. Those truck beds, those bolt-on truck beds, do you recommend you take them off every couple years and clean underneath?
The what?
The truck bed.
Where they bolt on in the back. Team recommends unbolting them and cleaning underneath the truck bed.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Every couple years?
Yep. But a high power, a high pressure hose.
Yeah.
Why, what builds up under the truck bed?
Mud, dirt, and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Okay. Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? We have the announcement, whatever. Okay? But on the gasoline, folks, seriously, try the Shell 92 V-Power and see how much better your car will run. Guaranteed. Okay? So, what happened to Dean?
Good question.
I think he fell asleep.
Maybe he's trying to still fix his, what was it, weed whacker or something?
Lawnmower.
Or lawnmower.
You know, I don't know if you see it or not, but I see so many red light runners today. I mean, it's full on red, and at least four cars go right through the intersection, and the last one barely making it because car's almost going to hit them. When is the city going to start citing for red light runners? When somebody dies?
I think it doesn't happen when there's like some police officer around, because I noticed that it always happens when they're not around.
No, I seen it when there was. A blue and white was right there, the first one in line on Vineyard, and four cars went right in front of him. I thought, well, he's going to tag him. No, he's not going to tag him.
I haven't seen that. Maybe they need to put those cameras back on the intersection.
Well, I don't know. I was just talking to a police officer that came back. I don't know when he came back from the Middle East, the combat. And I was shocked. He said, you'd be surprised how much the government is wasting money over there. They got new cars, and they made bulletproof, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then they smash it all up, make it look ugly, and they use it for transportation. And they have a bar there that they go in and drink. Lots and lots of wasted money. Well, that's the politicians you voted for, folks. Anyway, highly recommended that you install the electronic rustproofing device on your car.
How do you install that?
Just hook it up to the battery. It's a small little device. Very, very little voltage it takes, and what it does, it neutralizes the electrolysis in the body. And they should do that to all high-rises with a bigger electronic rustproofing device to hook up to all the rebars and the steel framing so that it don't rust. See?
Why do they have such a thing?
Yeah, because think about it. All the military vessels have it on the vessel. That's why they don't rust. This it used to make only for the military vessels. And now it makes it for cars and high rises. Now if they made it, if they installed it for the Aloha Stadium, then the Aloha Stadium wouldn't be all rusty. But anyway. Okay, so if you have a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. For the electronic rustproofing device, you can call Nita's Auto Repair, or you can give Harvey Maeda a call if you're on Kauai. Harvey has it. Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. If you're on Maui, Molokai, the Big Island, just give us a call and we can mail it to you. It's very easy to install. Very, very simple. Okay? So, highly recommended to have that installed.
How much does it cost?
$400. Lifetime guarantee against rust. Okay? So,
say if I install that in one car, and then later on I buy a new car, can I take it off and install it in the newer car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's worth it then.
Huh?
It's worth it if I can switch it from one car to the next.
That's what I'm saying. So, anyway. Up to you.
Wait, how about if I had two cars and I don't want to buy two of them, so I alternate it and put it on one car.
Well, when you disconnect it, rust will start. So, not recommended. You just leave it on a new car. Okay? Once you disconnect it, then the rust will and can start. So, if you haven't tried the Shell V-Power, try it. And as far as insurance for your car, shop around, folks. Shop around. I come across so many people that just stay loyal to the insurance company. And it's not cheap. The same with the cell phone. The cell phone people, you gotta go price around. Don't stick to one. Okay? Who do you have next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, hi there, George. Did you hear anything about the safety guy that the rail hired quit because he said what they're doing is unsafe and they're having him do work for other projects, not even in Hawaii. And he said someone's going to get killed. So I think he dumped ship there. Did you hear that about the other news?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going on with that?
Well, If you go and look at the rail project, okay, the rail project has been done really bad. It's like they just wanted the money and they don't care how it comes out. It's really shoddy. And the people of Honolulu have to get involved and do something. Either do it right or don't do it before somebody gets hurt or killed.
Plus, supposedly some contractors owed a lot of money. They're not even paying the contractors.
That's right. That contractor has a bill to the city for $150 million. And he's quite frustrated because he's not getting paid.
Well, that would hurt the local business if they don't pay him, because there's a lot of local workers on that one too, right?
Not too many.
Well, not that many.
No.
Mainland guys.
Yeah.
Well, supposed to be a lot of local workers, according to the unions and all the promises before, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I went down to Waipao the other day, and I asked that dealer that I talked, I went to, how come I don't see too many people working? Mm-hmm. And he said, oh yeah, the mainland company quit and they left.
Oh boy.
So, well, I
should have stopped it and cut our losses now.
That's what I say.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080.
When they hit Dillingham, they are going to... Remember how you were saying about all those electrical wires and...
The power lines, yeah. The
power lines and the telephone wires.
Mm-hmm.
They will locate that underground.
Oh boy, that's going to be arm and a leg.
And put it underground. The middle lanes on Dillingham are going to be blocked off to do the building. So I think it's only going to have one lane.
Oh yes, yeah.
Going each way.
One lane going ever and one lane coming Waikiki. The traffic is horrendous on Dillingham. Now imagine you tell people, okay, form one lane. Right. Right. Mhm. Well, people don't do anything until the last minute when it's too late. Then what? Anyway, gotta do something, folks. You gotta do something. You can't just keep going the way it's going now. There are a few companies out there that can reflash your computers and make your car get better gas mileage and more power. Okay, we just did one on a BMW.
What's a reflash?
It reprograms the computer. And we just did one on a BMW, a 2012, and boy, I tell you, his gas mileage really jumped up.
But that's not something you can do here locally,
no.
Right? So when you do that, does the car not run?
I think so, because you're taking his computer and sending it to the mainland.
Okay. Well, only people who can have downtime on their car can do that.
Well, it's kind of worth it. It's just for a week. Okay? But it does work, and it does save a whole bunch of gas mileage. Okay. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is today. Take care of each other, folks. And please, do not drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
government